Hello, this is Brian Kilby. I wanted to let you know that this episode of Radio Free Cybertron was recorded without the benefit of Skype, so the audio quality is a little bit inconsistent. So if you notice the quality degrading, it's not your sound system. It's Radio Free Cybertron.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Bweebum, featuring XV.
So this is the Radio Free Cybertron that we have been slaving over to get up and running for like the last 45 minutes. Skype is down. I guess most people realize that Skype is what makes the world go around in the world of podcasting. Back in the day, I didn't have it. I really wish I did. But I am your host, Brian Kilby, and with me I have a ginormous XV here who's all
Oh, man. That's rough.
Distorted looking. And Rob Springer is not here. We have John DeLuna. We have J.D. Church and Lady Rec. No Bweebum as of yet. But Rob is definitely out due to... Something called Christmas. We don't celebrate it on Cybertron. We celebrate
meh.
Christmas or Primus.
We celebrate life.
Yes. Until it's gone.
We celebrate Transformers.
So yes. Yeah, so this is our this is our sort of big Christmas episode.
Yay. Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Hooray. Even though we just said we don't celebrate it.
Well, we're on Earth now.
You know what I got for Christmas?
Tell us. I saw it on Twitter. Tell us.
What?
At the comic book store in Nashville, I got a BotCon Laserbeak complete for $4.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Nice.
What?
Was it still in the bag?
No, it was loose complete.
Wow. So
your mom's loose
Good
complete.
Gosh, man.
$4. Yep. Oh.
Yes, oh.
Did you check eBay? I'd be a jerk like that and check eBay instantly.
Well, that's what I'm going to do with this cliff jumper I got for $10. Also, loose complete.
Well,
what did you get?
Loose complete. Wow.
Laserbeak.
I saw that. What did you say? You got something else loose complete?
I got a classics cliff jumper for $10.
So you got it for retail?
Original retail, but I'm pretty sure to go for more now.
Even loose? I bet it goes for less than that loose. I bet it does, but not to split hairs.
I remember when I was looking for one before. They were pretty expensive, even loose.
You know what? I would pay that for Activator's Cliff Jumper. I like Activator's Cliff Jumper. I'm serious.
They didn't have any Activators.
Okay.
They didn't have any Activators, so out of luck there.
God, you look awful in video. This software sucks. This sucks
okay,
so bad.
XV.
Good lord.
XV, I'm just gonna let you know right now, just so you know. So I checked the completed listings on eBay for BotCon Laserbeak. The only thing I could find was an auction from December 19th, where a loose Laserbeak and Buzzsaw sold for $300.
Holy crap!
Wow.
$300 for both
wow.
of them. So you're looking at
$150. That's a whole lot.
Wow.
Wow, this is like Antiques Roadshow for geeks.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm looking right now. Right now, I'm looking at the completed listings for Classic Cliff Jumper. A loose, complete Classic Cliff Jumper on the 17th sold for $35.
See?
I'm going to sell mine now. Holy Classics go
we'll
for such an...
We'll finish the show while you list him.
They go for such an inflated price, though, honestly. I mean,
You know, Cliff Jumper was a tail-end toy, so I don't think he came out a whole lot of places. Not like the ones before him, anyway. So there's some justification for his price. And there was no Japanese version, either.
I mean, but like Ironhide and Ratchet go for, like, ridiculous sums.
Again, really? Ratchet was a tail-end toy.
Ironhide wasn't, was he?
No. Which is Ironhide?
He goes
more
like 30,
than it should be.
Yeah, way more than it should be. Like, 40 or 50 bucks.
Okay.
I paid $650 for my ratchet.
Sealed. Oh, sealed. Okay.
I don't have the mold, so I need it. I was like busy getting married and crap when that came out.
Do you need Ironhide?
Yeah, I need Ironhide and I need Ratchet too. I don't have the mold.
Mm. Oh wow, interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. So I think Ratchet's pretty hard to find, right? Ironhide less so. Yeah. I don't know.
So
yeah, Ratchet's hard to find because it came out at the end of Universe Second.
Right.
And I shouldn't comment like on show notes, but someone put in something that was something super uber secret that we weren't supposed to show, but we could talk about it. But I don't know what it is. I missed it. Does anyone know what was posted? What this are? I'm assuming Bweebum, who is like privy to all of this news.
You know, there is revision history in Google Docs. Last I knew.
But no, it's a link though. It doesn't say it's a link to something that's no longer there.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, the page is gone.
So now the page is there. So there's a whole article here of something that we don't know what the heck it is.
Yes.
Yeah, it's super saying, awesome. Right? Too hot for the internet. We don't know what it is.
Yeah. Okay, well, that would have been a great story. I'm glad we went into the details on this.
Let's speculate. It's probably something here. Stolen. It is probably not. It's probably out of the prototype stage. So let's. Mm-hmm. What
perhaps
could that
Dark
be?
Of the Moon stuff.
Maybe Dark of the Moon stuff. But let's.
I'm pretty sure I know what it was.
What do you think?
Your mom. No. What nice. It was. what it was most likely is the apparently movie tanker truck toy that is. Seems to be Megatron.
Oh,
I did see something of that the other day, and
yeah, it's kind of strange looking.
What do you think? What do you think of the truck? What do you think of the truck itself? Because that picture is out there in the wild.
Mm.
I don't know. Wild.
Me? Everybody.
I kind of like it. I guess. I don't know. Sure. Why not?
I
Why
think
not?
The fact we've that had, we're all hesitating to say says a lot.
Maybe he's joining the Autobots.
You know, I only hope that his robot mode looks interestingly or significantly different. That's all I care about.
It'll look exactly
like,
the
give
same.
Me that. I know. That's like that's the downer. Like I don't want him to be like a bag of knives, but he is. He's still going to be
what about
a bag of knives.
Yep.
Yeah. Bag hangers. Yeah. Hangers with a couple tires here and there, I guess.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Yeah. God.
I showed pictures of it to my husband last night, and he said it looks like it's got a conjoined twin.
Man, that would be all sorts of creepy, but awesome.
That's great.
If he actually had one. Yes,
yeah.
A parasitic twin would be awesome.
It'd be like a target master.
Hey, do we know about this? This is in the show notes, and forgive me if we touched on this real quick, but if we touched on this while I was looking for XVs, the value of XVs, big find. But yes. Big Bad Toy Store has listed Generations Wheeljack and Thundercracker pre-orders.
Really?
Thundercracker? So I guess that's interesting. So Generations Thundercracker.
Did we know we were getting Thundercracker?
Confirmed-ish.
Well, we assumed we were getting Thundercracker. This is the first time there's been any actual information to that effect.
So yeah. Basically, it's going
so
to be Thundercracker, if it's what it should be the basically unmolested version of the Starscream mold, but just blue.
Yes.
See, now, really, though, Thundercracker should have been a Reveal the Shield toy, because then him and Skywarp and Starscream all would have had rub signs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Of course, on the other hand, it kind of works this way, too, because now in the regular set and the Conehead set, there's going to be two that are one way and one that's the other way. So they're kind of symmetrical like that, too, so... I mean, either way, it kind of works with how you like your patterns.
Yeah, so...
I like mine all in straight lines.
So, in case you're just tuning in, we're having an issue with Skype. It's not working, so the audio is going to be a little bit lacking.
Crappier than usual.
Crappier than usual.
It's old school, man.
It is
it's
very
like
old
throwback.
School. It is, yes. Just pretend that this was 1999 and not 2010, nearly 2011, and you're right there.
This is the Christmas throwback episode, right?
The company that we're using, they charge for the software. Of course, they're also probably being slammed. They're probably being slammed because Skype is down, but still.
Yeah.
Watch them kick us off right in the middle of me saying that. You don't like it? You don't get to use it.
Bandwidth. Get the hell out of here.
But, yeah, so... let me see here. So, what else do we have? Going back to the show notes. Rumble is red. Frenzy is blue. Wait, no. Rumble is blue?
What?
Rumble, yeah, Rumble is blue.
This breaks my heart. This is awful.
Me too. It breaks my head.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, too. Do we really think that this is going to stay? I mean, there's bound to be repaints or something. You know what I mean? Like, and besides... Here's the amazing thing, right? It's not like the name's on the toy, all right? It's not Beastars Transmetal.
Yes.
You know? You just say it's the other one. You just be like, oh, the red one's friends.
It's the other
whatever,
guy.
You know.
I forget which Transformers which
red
all the time.
Rumble and just yeah. So, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, it was going to be blue because that's no matter what anybody says, no matter what happened originally, that is the most prominent association.
Yeah.
Rumble, blue. That, I mean, it's the TV series is the most prominent thing. I mean, that's what people know. So.
Right.
It's what I grew up on. I'll admit that. I wasn't a comic person so much. I didn't sit down and, you know,
Or a toy accuracy person.
Yeah, I didn't sit around and memorize each tech spec, you know, and associate the graphic with each one, so. But,
you were too busy breaking the toys.
I was.
Yep. Smash!
Joby Smash!
Joby Smash toy. So, we've got pictures of what is... probably stolen, but it's... I have to throw that out there.
Probably stolen?
Probably stolen.
Yeah.
Bumblebee...
Yeah, it's the Aaron Archer holding it up. Have to be stolen.
So it's Bumblebee Dark of the Moon prototype.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Wow. Which is very similar to a previous movie Bumblebee toy with a G2-style gun.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
Yeah, that's a little oversized.
The gun needs to be like neon green or something, and I will love it.
It's like an Action Master's partner or something.
Yeah,
it's going to
turn
into a dog,
into like somebody.
It's like a turn. It's going to turn into a scorpion or a dog or something, and you know.
Yeah. it does.
Now that Bumblebee transforms into a douchebag, he has an added partner.
Merry Christmas, people. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yes.
So, yeah.
Else do we have?
It's a Bumblebee toy, and it's actually kind of nice looking, I have to admit. So,
it looks really small.
It kind of does.
Small?
I think what it is that the giant gun is throwing off your sense of scale.
The enormous plastic thing that's stuck to the top.
What I really hope it's like those Sonic fighters that or whatever they were called that G.I. Joe had back in the early 90s with the ginormous backpack and the buttons you press and it makes like a gun sound.
Ooh, yes.
Nice.
It would be great if Dark of the Moon was like Transformers the Movie Generation 2.
Yes. Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh my god. And then Bumblebee could have like the water heat color change paint app.
Yes.
Like the Decepticons will have like the water gun, and then you shoot Bumblebee, and then it's like battle damage will appear on the side of the car.
I want this now.
Oh my god, that would be epically terrible.
Why don't we get that kind of stuff anymore?
I don't know.
Is like
because
the
they realized
toxic or something?
Because they realized it was crap.
The one thing I do want to mention about this toy.
Besides, shut up. if it was Transformers Movie G2, they'd have to call it Neon of the Moon instead of Dark of the Moon.
That remake, though. That's what.
You may continue now. I've said my joke.
There's something about the lines in this toy, and the fact that some of the panels are visible. That it has a very toy look to it, a little more of a toy look to it than the previous like deluxe. I'm assuming this is a deluxe size toy, deluxe size Bumblebee. So the colors, it makes me appreciate it a little bit more. I think I'll like this better. At least the vehicle mode. I have no idea, of course. I have no context for the robot mode, but. That looks pretty cool.
Maybe for
it'll look like Bumblebee. That's what the robot mode will look like.
Maybe they're gonna do like they did with the Marvel figures and like everybody else is doing with their stuff. and now Delected will only be scout sized.
That would suck.
You know,
yeah, it would suck. But we're all paying less prices for scouts anyway.
Back when we started on this movie adventure, I had this thought where it's like, you know, it's going to be kind of nice because now maybe we'll have some consistency. You know, we'll have like one character and they'll be the same model for like through several films, right? And so it's not going to be like that new car, new thing every time. And so it's not different. And now we're on to the third movie and it's the same freaking vehicle modes every time. And I'm like, you know what would be great if these guys got reformatted? Maybe we had a different car. Something different, you know? How many versions of this freaking Camaro are we going to get?
This Bumblebee is a little bit different. Now it has one of those NASCAR grill deals in the window.
Oh, yeah. It does like have, that. a larger spoiler, too, in the back. It looks like. Yeah, it does have, a racing package. Is that a Z28 package? I can see, one of the, Chevy-style logos on the side.
Do they even make a Z28 in the new... I don't think they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
I just thought it was like...
Oh, man.
I just
Rednecks would flip out if they didn't make a Z28 Camaro.
No, I thought it was just a standard package and a Super Sport. I thought that was... You had two options. Okay.
No, I think it's... I thought it was the Super Sport they cut. I thought it was the standard and the Z28.
Oh, I thought I saw... I saw an SS, so...
Okay. Well, then they've got the SS, too.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, heck no, man. Rednecks would, freaking revolt. We're going to have a Z28.
No, dude, it's the IROC Z is what they want. They want the old IROC
Z. Oh, there you go. IROC
Z. Yeah. Okay. So, so let's go ahead and... Oh, yeah. Hey, JD, we started a new show this week, didn't we?
Yes, we did, sir. For geek fatties like us.
Yes.
To try to lose weight. calling it Get the Skinny. And
which
that's
is a pun.
Are we doing it live?
Starting this week, we'll do it live and with show notes.
You know.
There's a lag in this new software, if you can't tell. Skype
it's pretty
there.
Awesome.
But go ahead.
Yeah.
We love you, Skype. Please come back.
Yeah. Skype. Oh, thought you said about you, Skype. We take it back.
But, JD, go ahead and finish
everything
and tell us.
Okay.
But there's Weebum.
Oh, hey. Hey, it's Weebum.
Yeah, see?
I missed all the good stuff. Not really. We'll do more good stuff. Get the Skinny, though. Yes, it's not particularly for Geek Fatty, but that's who's running the show. It's us. It's Brian and I. We're going to be talking about good science for weight loss. We're also going to be tracking our own weight loss as we
lay it all out on the table. You can point and laugh all you want.
Yeah. You can go to the link for the show, and we're actually keeping a weight log on there. So I'm starting out at 513, everybody. So if you think you're fat, I probably got you beat.
Think again.
But and if I don't, then you need to listen to Get the Skinny. You
definitely need to listen
so
to Get the
we
Skinny.
Can help you out and help us
so
out.
So it's
too.
Like
but
an
no,
interactive
seriously,
podcast.
Yeah, we want
it
people.
Is.
We want
I mean,
people.
That's
to,
what it's designed to be.
We want. We actually have a separate Twitter feed for this. It's a GT at GTS podcast. Because we don't want to mix too much up of that sort of thing in the TF Radio Twitter feed. We think that it warrants its own feed because it's so different than the rest of what we do. But that we want people to communicate with us via Twitter, through the chat, through Facebook, and we want to get more voicemails and emails in this show. I think that this is really more conducive to interactivity than talking Transformers. So, Weebum,
it's good.
In the show notes, I'm assuming you wrote the thing in about the Facebook link. The Facebook link is down. I'm not certain what it was. Could you tell us what that is?
Probably not.
So the Facebook link is a. I think we should broadcast this, but anyway, it's a. It is.
Well, if not, then I mean, if we don't want to. If it's not, then that's fine. Well, we just didn't know if this was something we should talk about.
Yeah, just say it was that awesome.
Was it awesome?
It was. It's pictures of something that we're. I'll talk about it. It's the prototype pictures of the tanker truck.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
It's
that's
on
cool.
Tanker truck.
As long as it's like, Brian, we found out that you rape children. You know, I don't want to do that. What is it with me and violence against children?
Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
I don't know.
There's some latent issue that I just
do. You ever like repressed memories or?
I honestly don't remember age 5 through age 7. I don't. It's
That's unusual.
Okay. Sorry.
Hasbro has successfully lobbied to take it down, I guess.
Good.
Well, that's good.
Good. So we'll have to go elsewhere on the internet for it.
So we'll have to go to 4chan or something.
Yeah,
I think
we'll
you go to
lemonpartygod.org 10 seconds.
And they've got those. No? Okay.
Okay, cool. So, yeah. Yeah, as long as we don't show the pictures, which, you know, I'm kind of against that. I kind of had a rough spot with Hasbro for a little while about that sort of thing. I was completely innocent, and Hasbro
just
knows that.
Just a little bit of a rough spot.
It was a bit of a rough spot, but I'm now on very good terms with them. But yeah, so I definitely don't
see it made your relationship stronger.
Yeah, that was networking. That was like the roughest kind of networking.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and Amy, what's going on in the world of comics?
Well, not a whole heck of a lot, because they keep on canceling them.
Yay. I mean, damn.
We were supposed to get Sector 7 last week, and then it got delayed. And now this week we're supposed to get Foundation, the first issue, and it got delayed as well. But I was able to scrounge out that Sector 7 issue 4 is going to be coming out next Wednesday, hopefully, if they don't cancel. And Foundation issue 1 is late, but I've heard from various little tidbits around that it's gone through a lot of edits, and so it might not be out until next year. So, but they did reveal the Foundation cover. It's going to the cover for issue 1 has been drawn by Andrew Griffith and colored by Priscilla Tramontano. I'm going to mess up her name. Tramontano. Okay, yeah, you can view any of those at their DA stations at glowstudios@deviantart.com or notebook@deviantart.com.
Oh my god.
What is that?
It's a single jig.
I bought like 7 of these.
Wonderful.
For Christmas.
You are such
for yourself,
a child.
For other people.
For other people's children. I have restraining orders against me now.
Really cute.
Sorry.
I was going to say, you're planning to never have to buy anybody's kids Christmas presents ever again, right?
Yeah, I'm never allowed. Yeah. Okay,
see,
sorry.
I was kind of thinking that, I was thinking along the same line to get my niece a pottery wheel. Because my sister would never let me buy her kids anything ever again.
Dude, but those are cool. Right there. Like drum set, pottery wheel.
Yeah. Thingamajig.
Any of that. Oh,
you guys keep talking about comics, and I'll bring back what I got. I wasn't allowed to give to a little girl, so I'll be right back. You talk about comics.
Well, the last thing
is like a horrible lead in.
The last thing I have is Simon Furman at WordPress.com. He just finished revealing Energon Archive for us. And he has given us goodness with the Dreamwave Generation 1 ongoing issue 14. At least his specs of what he was going to do for issue 14. I just read it today. The links, it links ongoing to The War Within, and it's good. I was very happy with it. So you have to go and read it. I love Simon. He's a wonderful guy, and he's given us a nice little Christmas present this year with all of the stuff that he's been putting on his blog. So go check it out. It's at simonfurman.wordpress.com. Has anybody else had a chance to see that?
Did Inferno die in it? Or, I'm sorry, how many times did Inferno die?
He did not.
No?
I don't know if Inferno was in it. It's actually got Jetfire and The Fallen in it. You'll have to go read it.
Yeah. Inferno probably already died.
Inferno died.
How much was Grimlock in it?
I'm sorry?
How much was Grimlock in it?
He wasn't, that I could see.
What?
I said it was written by
Herman. I have to go read it. Very funny. Very, very funny. No, it was the Herman Fallen. Those were the two people that
were in it. And Grimlock wasn't in it? What
no,
the hell?
He was sort of in it, but he wasn't like a main character. Go read it.
Oh, okay.
It.
Okay, so. Hey,
it's only like, you know, it took you all 5 minutes to read it, so it's not that long.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brian.
So I wanted to get this for my friend Stan's daughter, Sophia. She's 3. It's a gun sword. It's electronic. And
a gun
it shoots
sword?
Lasers. See that?
That sounds like the perfect gift for a little girl.
People watching
yes.
videos. It's awesome.
Well, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh,
it turns
God.
Into a gun.
Oh, Brian.
What in hell?
It's awesome. It's like the best thing ever. I was told that I couldn't, so I get to keep
cool.
it.
Kill me!
Yes. I love it.
That is... What is that? Okay. Now your video is so... Oh my god, is that what I think it is?
Now I can actually play with myself with my yeah. fake lightsaber that I got. This has been the best
O-M-G.
Christmas ever.
OMG.
This is getting weird, guys.
Oh, wow.
Brian, you're such a kid.
This was like a total of $11.
Give me some credit. I got one, too.
You did? What did you get? Yes! Awesome!
What?
See? Oh, cool. We got the same one.
Yep.
You guys are awesome.
Wait, who said...
We could fight each other, XV.
Who said you weren't allowed to give that,
yes.
give that to someone?
Kim. Kim didn't let me. So I got to keep it, but... Oh, my God. See,
I'm shocked.
How to stop being...
Oh,
isn't it awesome, XB?
Yes, I bought this back in October. I saw it at Walgreens, and it was just like the coolest toy gun.
Yes, and it's a gun sword.
It looks
that
like
turns into a knife.
It's like a Power Rangers type thing.
Yeah, it
yes,
does look like
exactly.
that Power Rangers toy.
Yeah, so it's
yeah,
awesome.
It's whatever. Violent.
Morphin Blaster.
So it's awesome, and I'm awesome by extension.
I am going to start selling my own head off. God.
This is our best worst show ever.
This is the best. We don't have anything to talk about.
It's either the best worst show or the worst best show.
Yes.
Yes.
The worst best show.
So, yeah, so it's pretty awesome
it's
stuff.
All sex fault. It's
all in context.
You get crashed more often, right?
Okay, so,
this is the best and the worst.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
It's pretty sweet.
That
times.
Was blinding.
So, hey, John,
hey,
John.
We got, like, a podcast thing, right?
What's going on in chat, John?
You know, not much. I think everybody, this is, you know, quite weak for chat. I would like to point
really
out that even though we are on a different, I guess, service, Uvu, Ovu, whatever, not Sky, we still have 43 viewers live.
Awesome.
I like that.
Yes.
And a nicely stacked chat room. I will say this, though. I'm not going to say anything more than this, but while you were showing off your knife blaster, I looked around to see how good a job Hasbro was doing pulling off the pictures of said thing. Said prototype from today, they're not doing that good a job.
Oh. That's unfortunate.
It was hard to track down said prototype. In fact, Hasbro's listening, Hasbro, I'm just going to let you know. It is... If you Google, I guess, some kind of obvious sets of words, it's the third link in Google. So you put in some obvious search terms, the third link that Google gives you is the picture of the prototype.
Oh, darn them. It does look just...
Oh, dear.
Not advocate this.
Yes,
oh,
no.
Dear. So, but we'll fight the good fight. Tell everybody to don't look at stolen pictures, right? Certainly don't link them.
No. You know, I honestly
that's a good tactic too.
I'll be honest with you. I saw this. Actually, I saw this fairly early, and I immediately thought that it was a iGear, or it was like one of those third party toys.
Ooh,
yeah.
In a good way or bad way?
In a good way. In a good way.
Okay.
So,
hey, I will say the chat loves your Sigma-Jig fetish. They're all about that.
Yeah.
You get a good reaction every time.
Yeah. After Christmas, I'm going to sacrifice them to Baal So, you know, so I'll put that on video.
Oh my.
So.
Nice.
Okay, so, oh yeah.
It's the corner office for you someday, sir.
Eventually, yes. As long as no one gets to see this.
Yes.
Hey, JD, why don't you tell us what's going on this week in history? Your audio is very poor, sir.
We can't hear you. You're very far away.
Maybe nothing happened.
Yeah, kind of like, I might have been muted there for a second.
Okay.
Just move on.
Sorry.
There you go.
Okay. Today, 1984, episode Fire on the Mountain.
Yay.
So that was an episode that happened.
That was the time they drove the North the Skyfire out of the ice to fly them to South America.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yep. They basically said, sorry, buddy, we needed a flight. And you were our only hope, so we dug your dead, half-dead carcass out of the ice. We could have done that, like, right after you crashed, but we had stuff to do, sorry.
We drove twice as far to the North Pole to get a flight going south.
Yes.
up
in the ice.
How
we drove
so
over that, we don't know. God, there is some really dumb stuff. But, I mean, this is even worse, because it's like, they just left him there in whatever it was, like four episodes previous or more. Just left him in the ice. Like, oh, buddy, we're sorry you died. I mean, we do realize that you just, like, got covered by ice. And he's like, no, guys, really, I'm cool. You can just take me out. No, really. And they're like, sorry, we're glad you sacrificed yourself. Thanks for saving us all. No, I'm just frozen. Get me the crap out of here. Anyway. God, Autobots are pricks.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Is that Raksha that said that? She's right. I'll never say that again. Okay, 1987 saw the Headmasters episode. It had a really twist surprise ending. The episode was titled Ultra Magnus Dies.
Ouch.
So
what happened,
JD? It's a little bit tough to figure out what happens.
Poor little bat.
That's a bummer.
Inferno died.
That means in the episode.
Yeah.
What happened?
Inferno
what happened?
That's what happened. Take over the Autobots.
You know, if it's one thing, like I will give, like having just like recently rewatched the Headmaster series, there is no subtlety in the titles.
No.
Like there's,
no.
You know.
Is that one of the
like,
episodes when Wheelie and
yeah,
Daniel play grab ass?
Like,
I guess.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's all.
Sorry.
Fun with mixture. No, but there's
like,
no
what?
Subtlety in those titles, though.
yeah.
It's just like, Mars explodes or whatever. It's like, oh, well, I wonder what's going to happen in that episode. Yeah.
So, for people tuning in,
shooting goes on.
Our audio is incredibly poor because Skype is down. We're using a third party or another piece of software that is actually a paid application. Yes. So, Skype, hopefully next week, we'll be back up and running, and the audio won't stop.
Oh, it better be.
Yeah.
And we won't be forced to use
Four. Actually, and
yeah, we'll probably by the time we finish this show.
And so next week,
Skype was claiming on Twitter earlier that they had recovered and that the scientists
I saw they were lying. But next week, like I said, the audio will be better. But more importantly, we will be announcing the winners of our year-end contest. You have less than a week now to sign up. What do you do? It's pretty simple. You go to tfradio.net/contest, and you follow us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/tfradio, Twitter, which is @tfradio, join our crowd at ustream.tv, and or subscribe to YouTube, our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/user/tfradio network. And why do you do this? So that we know that you're out there, so that we can give you crap. And it's not crap, it's awesome crap. We're giving away Generations Blur, who's actually from where I'm at. It's still kind of hard to come by. I've only seen him once, the one time that I picked him up. A toy that is XV's favorite toy, like, now ever. Dark Mount Generations. We're giving away...
Ever since I got to pet a kitty.
Yes, he's awesome. We're giving away Transformers Trades, Titan Trades, three winners. We'll receive the hardcover Showdown. One winner will receive All Fall Down, which is, again, a hardcover. Softcover Last Stand goes to one winner. One winner receives Matrix Quest, which, of course, features Thunderwing, who's back here and also awesome. Two winners will receive Treason. One winner will receive the large format UK exclusive second generation comic. Two winners will receive a copy of the Fallen Angel trade, which is, again, the large format UK stuff. Two winners, Target 2006, again, the UK stuff. One winner will receive the small Perchance to Dream black and white trade. Two winners will receive Earth Force. We're also giving away some Titan Transformers magazines. One winner will receive a copy of August 2009, another of September 2009. We're giving away an E&I, which is the parent company of TFormers.com, and we're the official podcast of TFormers.com, an E&I t-shirt, extra large. So if you can't fit into that, listen to Get the Skinny on Sunday. Pretty awesome. And one winner will receive a Fanboy versus Clock, which, as JD can, you know, testify, is pretty awesome. So, again, we just... Yes, we just have to know you exist. So, again, go to tfradio.net/contest. And all of the links are there. Again, Twitter's at tfradio. Facebook is facebook.com/tfradio. Ustream is you. It's a big, long link. You have to click it. Just go to the website, look at it, and do it. We're giving this away next Wednesday, which is June 29th at 8 o'clock. So 168 hours from now, you'll know if you won. Sweet. So
wait, what?
Yeah, that's a week.
What?
If you're watching live, you'll know. Of course, if you're listening
June
to the podcast.
June 29th?
December, whatever. It's a month. You know, in like one of the parallel universes that exists, it probably is June 29th.
I don't think parallel universes work that way.
No. It's June 29th every day on that universe.
So, I don't think it works that way.
No.
That's for Get the Quantum Physics.
But then how would anybody recognize me,
podcast?
Peter?
I would like to do a quantum physics podcast. I'm not qualified to do it.
No, would you have to find a co-host?
Yeah, I would need a co-host for that.
Perhaps, we can put out the call.
Yes.
For a quantum physics podcast, we could just make shit up and everybody...
Well, I would call it Schrodinger's podcast.
That's true.
And you would have like a 50-50 chance. Theoretically. In listening to it, you would be simultaneously alive and dead until the waveform collapses. And you would... Never mind. So, but you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was great.
Okay, so let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back with this week's topic.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages. Happy holidays from Radio Free Cybertron.
Of a white Christmas.
In the world of the Transformers, it used to be easy to tell the Autobots from the Decepticons. But now, the mini-spies are on the loose. They look like Autobots, but are they?
It's a Decepticon! After him!
Transformer mini-spies. You get one with each of the 6 Autobot mini-car packages. Motorized Transformers. You can't tell if they're Autobots or Decepticons until you rub up their symbol.
It's
Transformer Mini Spies. Get them while supplies last from Hasbro.
In a cold, faraway world.
This is Stan Bush, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Fighting the war for Cybertron. Till all are one.
Transformers! The fingers of truth. Robots who fight in disguise.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
So, we are back. And this is something we can get the chat room involved in. John, take note. We want to know what everyone's favorite, Transformers related or not, Christmas gift and or memories are. And later on, we'll talk about like late minute gifts for the Transformers fan in your life. But I really wanted to start out with like some of the favorite things that you guys remember. And I guess I'll start. One of my favorite things I remember getting as a kid, I really wanted the Mega Supreme, like really, really bad. And my grandma got me a box of toys. It's a big box. It could have had a Mega Supreme in it. But what happened is I opened it up, and it was full of GoBots and Parasites. And as a kid, I was disappointed by that. But you know, having you know owned a Mega Supreme for a long time at this point, I wouldn't trade you know those GoBots that I broke, and Parasites that I lost, for all the Omega Supremes that my local chain store had. So that was. I mean, I was like, oh, I even wrote a story about this. Like, you know, I was like, oh, I was just expecting, you know, I told her I wanted the Mega Supreme, and opened the box and GoBots. But no, it's pretty awesome. It's that's one of those things that I'll always remember getting. That and Slag, and of course I
the herpes.
I didn't get herpes. I avoided that. And of course Slag was broken within the first 5 minutes of I didn't even get him transformed. Broken.
You know, we heard the story last year and it's just as good this year.
It really is. The first response I got in chat was Rid Megatron.
Really?
So make you feel old.
Yeah. I might have gotten Rid Megatron. I would have been excited if I'd have got Rid Megatron when I was like 21, 22.
At least he's got like what a billion modes and he had some three viable ones.
Extra. Well, the hand is viable. The hand is viable.
Confirmed.
It's sort of a hand.
The hand, the jet, the dragon. Kind of the car.
Yeah, the hand. If only they would have released that enormous, like, ship vehicle thing that the hand would plug into, then that would have been really epic.
Sure.
I do like that.
All of the Destrons combined into an arm.
So
that would be great.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah.
And I'll form the
hip hand. When Galvatron was released, didn't they include, like, a different instruction manual with extra stuff? Didn't they?
Well, the deal is that when they released the Megatron over here, it wasn't the first version from Japan. It was
the
second
Galvatron
one.
Gold and Megatron colors.
Yes,
is what we got.
So it had the ability to do all what 11 was it 11 do-do? Transformations
plus more. So yeah,
I think it was like 11 or 10 or 11.
I think it was supposed to be 10, wasn't it? Officially,
I thought it was an odd number, like it was 11.
Check the wiki.
There you go. But anyway,
wiki.
So it was capable of all those forms, but the original instruction manuals, correct, only had the instructions for the first, and then they released the white Galvatron whatever later, and then it had the instructions for everything. But you can, if you have that original Rid Megatron that was released here, it could do all of those.
Yeah,
the only mold difference between them is a set of tabs to lock the elephant mode together a little bit better. And even without those tabs, you can still achieve the elephant mode. I actually did that when with the Gigatron, when the first pictures of Devil Gigatron's extra modes came out.
Yeah,
it still works. It's just for stability.
It's completely an aside, but the only Galvatron repaint of Megatron that ever came out that I really regret not getting was Armada. And the moment has passed. So, what else? What else, guys? Who else has any fond memories to share of Transformers past? XV. You don't celebrate Christmas, but you had to get something.
Chatter Cup Blur. Armada Prime.
When my family celebrated Christmas, I was into Ninja Turtles, not Transformers.
Interesting.
So,
Armada Prime. That's another one
in
the chat. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
You were into what, XV?
Ninja Turtles.
What?
Goatsy?
You said you were into... Oh, Ninja Turtles. Okay.
Yeah, I got Goatsy for Christmas.
So,
nice.
GD, how about you?
You know, I got pretty lucky in that I got a lot of transfers when I was a kid, so it all sort of runs together. But I got a Double Dealer one year. That was awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, like that. I try to think. I never really got like big show. Like I never had that like Metroplex Christmas. You know, and a lot of people had like Metroplex or.
I got Metroplex when my dad's disability went through. Yes, that's when I got Metroplex on the taxpayer's dole.
But I never had like that particular Christmas. So, I did a similar to a story like the GoBots thing where I was like I was asking for Micro Master Transformers and I ended up getting Micro Machines, which is not the same thing.
No.
Burn.
But yeah. Anyway.
But you could pretend it's possibly really fast like that.
Like John Machida. Hey, John Machida. They carry over. And Hasbro owns Gloob at this point, don't they? I mean, all the properties, so they kind of own Micro Machines, don't they?
I think so. They own all of it, don't they?
Yeah.
They own all toys.
Yeah. So.
They own all toys.
All toys.
Hasbro owns everything.
Any major
Hasbro wins the internet.
Yes. Any major disappointments from anybody as far as things they wanted but didn't get?
It's so sad.
I never got a Transformer. I'm really disappointed.
You never got a Transformer?
When I was a kid.
Did you ever have
a Transformer?
Did you ever have a single one, like for Christmas or not?
When I was a kid, no. I asked my mom and dad, "Can I have a Transformer?" Like, no, those toys are for boys.
So are you into Transformers as an adult because you couldn't be into Transformers as a child?
Probably.
Hey, you know, we're all here because of our demons.
See?
You know that's yours. I have mine.
I know the parents on this show that listen to this show are like cool, and they're not going to do that like their daughters and like force them into, you know, like, no,
gender
you can't
role
play
stereotypes.
With boy toys. Yeah, crap.
Hey, you know, I have to tell you, when I went to college and I was taking some of my illustration classes, one of them was character development. We were supposed to go into a Toys R Us or a toy store and compare the differences between girl toys and boy toys that were like, you know, made for kids and their genders or whatever. Anyhow, I have to say, kids that are targeted toys that are targeted to boys are cooler than toys that are targeted to girls.
Easy Bake Oven
girls
is pretty
are so
awesome.
Predictable.
Most girl toys are either get pregnant or
except
get in the kitchen
pony.
Sort of toys.
Yeah. Or Barbie or doll.
Except
or
for My Little
like
Pony.
That. Well, yeah, but even My Little Pony is kind of cute.
My Little Pony
like,
was.
You know?
No, they have like the baby ponies.
Or what about Garbage
so.
Pail Kids?
Garbage Pail Kids.
That's a collector's
girls.
Card for boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Still though,
damn it.
I think
I'm gonna help you.
Toy creators are so much more creative when it comes to toys targeted for boys than they are for girls' toys targeted to girls. So I was going to have to say, after that class, it really opened my eyes. I'm like, you know what? I don't care who it's targeted to. If my kids want it and they think it's cool, even if it's like, you know, looks like a girl, you know, for a girl, I'm going to, you know, if they really, really want it, I'll get it for them.
Yeah.
So,
right, awesome.
Yeah. If I have a
heck
little
yeah.
girl someday, nice.
Screw
gender
roles.
I want a Transformer, Mommy. I'm going to get her a Transformer.
There you go. Gender roles.
You're going to get a Transformer,
the past. This is the 21st century people.
She transforms from an SUV to a cooking mom. Transforms from a woman.
Wow, that was that's
yeah.
still not
yeah.
That's
yeah. Okay.
Not to miss the point there.
No. The Transformers mom would be the SUV that has two little power wheels that you can take out of the back.
Okay,
that's awesome.
Hey. You guys are single-handedly like setting gender like equality back about 30 years. Thanks a lot, guys.
So John, how about you? How about you, John?
What's up? About my memories?
Yes.
Oh, I guess something that jumped out was like at Tripticon one year, which was awesome. totally awesome.
Tripcon is pretty awesome.
I guess, yeah, Tripcon was pretty awesome. I think I still have him. I still have the box, and it's got the KB sticker on it without the price, but still got like the little top half of the KB sticker on it, which is kind of neat. Kind of neat. So yeah, that was my big. That's my big memory. A walking dinosaur. You can't go wrong, right? Transformers.
Hell
right.
It's a shame that he wasn't made.
But
like
a transforming
as a,
walking yeah, dinosaur.
A fossilized dinosaur.
Yes. Even if his transformation is basically getting flayed like a fish.
Is it a Simon Berman dinosaur?
Well, no, his transformation is basically flaying his legs and opening them up and laying on his back. So
yeah,
he's kind of like XV's mom.
Like dissecting him.
No, that's not a scary movie. I don't know what it is.
Nice.
I love
nice.
It.
Sorry, this is not superhero time. I can't keep making your mom jokes. I apologize.
You're totally stealing their thunder, man.
Yeah. Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. So, anybody else have any like crazy Christmas memories? Okay. So let's go ahead.
Wild and wacky.
There are some things out there that if you have a last minute Transformers fan, you need to purchase for. Or someone who's not even a Transformers fan at all that you want to buy something for, I have some suggestions.
Like your grandpa.
Go out and buy some of the 50,000 Power Core combiners that are just sitting on the shelves even to this day. I mean, it's like, you know, everything out there, all the people are running into stores in, you know, buying stuff left and right, clearing the toy aisles. My Walmart still has a bajillion Power Core Combiners sets. Someone...
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I've got pegs here and pulled the Wave 3 2-packs. Nobody is touching them.
No, yeah, goodbye.
Which is
those.
Understandable because they're ugly as all, you know, your mom.
They're G2-esque, though.
Not in a good way, though.
Not in a good way. But yes.
They're more like Energon. Remember that
yes,
stuff?
Yes, I remember. Yes. So, but yeah. So that's.
And I can't find any Dinobots anywhere.
Yeah, I have yet to see them. So we have those. We have those. And XV, can you still get the City Commander set?
Probably.
That would be something pretty cool. That would be something.
I have one, so I don't really look for it.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, if you're going out wanting to buy somebody something that's kind of hard to come by or something that's out of the norm, that would be something pretty cool.
Yeah, I think ever since they did the second release of City Commander, it hasn't been that hard to get anymore.
I would say that would be something that would be pretty neat to get. Anybody else have anything that they think might
yeah.
be cool to get? What do you think, XV?
I'm drawing a blank here. I have not had any time to sit and think of anything today. I've been in the car.
You know, if they're fans of the movies, I'll always recommend Human Alliance stuff. So if you could find it, Human Alliance toys are the best movie toys.
And go to Marshall's or Marshall's, TJ Ross, TJ Maxx, and Ross, those kind of places. They have them for like $15.
Yeah. They're great toys. They really are. If you like the designs, it's the best you can get. Easily.
Yeah. Like a Barricade is totally worth it.
Uh-huh. I hear Jazz is awesome. I haven't gotten him, but I hear good things. I hear so things about Sideswipe. He's apparently like the weakest one. I'm kind of so on him, but the rest of them are, most people say, are excellent.
You know, I'm going to get Miles on this one, but I'm going to say Drift. Drift is a good toy.
And he's easy to come by.
Drift is a good toy.
And he's plentiful. If you can.
Yes, very easy.
There's plenty out there.
And if you have like a G1 fan, a great toy to give is Dirge.
Masterpiece Grimlock.
If you can.
Dirge is out there.
Masterpiece Grimlock is a great toy, but I doubt you're going to find it. I haven't seen it recently. Dirge, though, I saw like four off today. And I also saw
I saw a Dirge and Thrust at the same time.
Oh,
it was
neat.
Kind of a trip.
Yeah, I saw a Dirge. I saw the second second release of Dirge today with the corrected triangle and the Decepticon sigil.
Mm-hmm.
But or Generation Soundwave is also really cool. And I think that would be something that the G1 fan would like.
Yeah, well.
It's not bad.
But, you know, what's really great, though, is the new Jazz toy.
It's a pop-up
thing.
Yeah.
He
is. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm assuming I don't have it. I don't have Jazz.
Oh.
I don't have Jazz or Tracks.
Okay. Well, you can go Pout. You can go Pout while XB and I talk about this. Now, he is awesome. He is way better for some reason to me. He's way better than Tracks. And they're basically,
yeah,
I guess, the same, philosophically the same thing. Like, just, you know,
well,
G1 again.
I think part of what it is with Jazz is that the design is so simple to start with.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know, Tracks is a little bit more complicated, which makes it more fiddly. Mm-hmm. The only thing Jazz has going against it is that the hood does not lock in robot mode.
Yeah, it doesn't feel very... his robot mode doesn't feel as sturdy as it probably should, but it's fantastic. He looks fantastic.
Everything else is completely solid, though. I mean, it's fantastic. If you could do something, if you could, like, wedge something in the hinge to make the hood not pop back up, it'd be pretty much perfect.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, do you have a Kohl's by you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, he's showing up in Kohl's. That's where I got him.
I don't have to go into Kohl's.
Just so you know. Well, I paid, like, less than $11 out the door. If that
really
makes you feel better.
Really?
Because he's on sale. Yeah, it was like $10.81.
They're open, like, midnight total this time of year. I think I'll go after the show's over.
Yeah, check it out.
Okay. Anybody else have any cool last minute suggestions?
I would give one, but I haven't been able to buy toys for like 3 months, so I don't know anything.
Well, you are someone. Ooh. If you could get a gift, if you could get a last minute transference gift, what would you want?
I'd probably. Yeah, I mean, You know, one thing I don't have that it would be probably cool to have would be that Last Stand of the Wreckers, trade.
That is awesome. An Amazon Prime, you get it in like 2 days.
It's kind of hard to get now.
Is it?
Yeah, see?
Amazon Prime
it's kind of sold out.
Yeah, so see,
we
find that.
We can start bothering IDW
that
to see if they'll reprint. That'd be cool.
Yes, there you go.
I'll start doing that. I'll get on that right away, JD.
Thanks a bunch. You probably have more clout than I do, so.
Who is this guy? What does he want? Screw him.
He's apparently talked to Ender. Who's it? Oh, yeah, that guy that we quote all the time. Whatever.
So screw true, him. Though. They do quote him all the time. I think Andy Schmidt has something against Ender. He's just trying to misquote him on purpose.
Do they still?
Do they still what? Quote
they
Ender?
Still really quote Ender?
Yes, they do. Yeah. The last thing that they said on the ongoing volume 2, they quoted him specifically. They went through all of the stuff that he said on ongoing 2, and they found one little spot where he said something, and they reprinted it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my god, really?
For the piles of seething hatred that he's had for most of those comics, they managed to find the one line where he said something positive and pull it out and then put it on there. That's like a big finger, isn't it? That's like, here you go, buddy.
Now
we're telling people that about this stuff. We're telling them you said it was cool.
I wonder what they're going to do for the next volume because he stopped reviewing it in the middle of volume 2. So either they're going to start doing that to me, or I think they're just going to make stuff up and see that he said.
Maybe I need to start reviewing this. It'll be awesome.
I mean, what they're going to do is...
Like,
that just goes to show that review guys just go around like finding words that could be in the middle of, this is the most unremarkable piece of crap with the greatest artwork ever. And then they just say,
greatest artwork ever.
Yeah. Ender. And then people read and go, that's not possible. Ender can't
Okay, cool. So, any other awesome last minute suggestions or thoughts?
No, that's about it.
I think we've gone over quota on your mom this week, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
So, I guess that's it for RSC this week.
think I've OD'd on the...
So, happy holidays, happy everybody. Holiday. Remember the reason for the season?
It's birth of Primus.
And, Lord Primus.
Lord Primus.
And, yeah.
Okay, so I guess that's our...
4-hour laser beat, coming soon to eBay for $150.
That's true. So,
that's the buy-it-now price, right? That's not like the... Or is that the minimum bid?
Yeah, minimum bid.
So again,
$150. Think that'll sell?
Buy out $600.
Apologies for the sound quality of, again, Skype's having issues. We're using crappy software called Uvu, but it's like $40 a month. Yes.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.